Hill swooping on it, kicked it up and under, went straight up in the air, only 1 metre sideways. But St Kilda have the numbers in defence. Weller's about to be wrapped up by Kennedy. Great tackle by the Eagles full forward. Sensational pressure. And he will go back and have a set shot at goal from the left forward pocket. Tight angle, left forward pocket. Leans back and just guides this one through. West Coast get the first goal of the afternoon. Sure about the distance here for Liam Duggan, who's looking for the first goal of his career from outside 50. Strikes it pretty well, just falls short. Oh, it's taken by big Callum Sinclair right on the goal line. Mark of the round contender for the Vic Hotel in Subiaco. Huge pack mark there for Sinclair, and will go back and kick a goal from 2 metres out.
Poor defensive work again by the Saints.
Sinclair pops it through. Barely hear the whistle there. Yoas just clipped Webster over the back of the head, attempting a spoil. And Webster's a little slow to get back to his feet.
Nothing in that. Absolutely nothing in that.
Saints fans not happy. Webster's going to have to come for the ground with the blood rule. His forearm just went across the face of Webster.
It was the movement of his arm coming forward and the movement of the player's head coming the other way. It was unavoidable.
Well, Schofield worked his man under the ball and has given away the free kick.
A trainer in the way as well. I reckon they might have paid a free kick against.
Yep.
The trainer for the Saints was running to the wing, ran right in front of the marking contest, so that's why it's going to Schofield. No one's realised yet because they think it's a St Kilda free kick, and everyone's going to have to run back down the other end of the ground. Handball, Dempster for St Kilda. Selwood knocked it down again for the Eagles. Sinclair to Pritis. Pritis, a quick snap, and the Brownlow medalist has kicked the goal. Kick inside 50. Good work by Shenton. Getting back, put a fist into it. Dempster threw it across. They mucked that up, the Saints. And Yoel, snap a goal. Huge goal for West Coast. 13-6-84 the Eagles. St Kilda 10-5-65. 26 minutes gone. Third term for City Toyota.
The mark there is taken by McInnes, and he's fired it off. And the shot for goal clears the lads in the goal square. And Hill kicks the goal. He's got three. Josh Hill, one in each quarter.
St Kilda got it, set a half forward. Savage from 55 metres out, bombs one long towards the goals. Shane Savage with a goal of the round contender. Intercepted by Selwood to Pritis to Kennedy. Kick up and under, only went a metre. McKenzie a quick spoil away. Wellingham attacked it with pace. Busted throughout three tackles. Somehow got it to Natanui. Now to Cripps. Kick on goal. This would be a great finish. Well done to Sharon Wellingham.
I'll make a long-range forecast, boys. I don't think we'll see any of these umpires in the finals.
Saints fans won't want to see him there if St Kilda somehow miraculously got up to do that.
So scrub Foot, Camelins and Armstrong from your list.
Correct.
He busted through three or four through the middle. Just kept the ball going the Eagles' way. And Cripps was good enough to finish and kick his third goal of the afternoon. And this is really turning into just a dominant performance as St Kilda have shut up shop. And the Eagles are happy to just continue on.
Dunstan gets the ball out wide. They're on the run here. It comes to Akers, and he's beaten by the siren just as they were looking to set up a shot for goal. It's a great win by the Eagles. They've beaten St Kilda five times in a row, three times here at Etihad Stadium. This is a big one. 2011-131 to the Saints 12-6-78.